So we are talking about how to create either a mastermind, a masterclass, a five-day challenge. And so we had our free meetup on Friday. And on Friday, we talked about all the different platforms. And Zoom seems to be a popular platform. I like Zoom. Everybody seems to like Zoom. We're familiar with Zoom. The pandemic kind of helped us like Zoom because everybody was using Zoom. And so we just got familiar with it. And so I just want to go through just a few little things on Zoom, and then I'm going to show you, because one of the big things, whether you're having, and Sherry just brought it up, whether you're having a summit or whether you're having a challenge or a mastermind or a masterclass, you're going to want to save your recording, and Zoom records it for you. So this is a perfect opportunity to show you the process that I go through when I save everything, because you're going to want to save it and you're going to want to put it on whatever platform you're using, whether it's in your website. I'm using Teachable. And so I'm going to show, and I'm using Vimeo. I'm going to talk about all those things on why I'm using those and how it works. But before we get started on me saving the recordings, I want to do just a little bit about Zoom. Now I made Sherry a co-host. Ruth, did I make you a co-host? Let me look. Okay, I'm going to make you a co-host. And now here's my question. If I make you a co-host, and I'm making Debbie a co-host, if I make you a co-host, did it take your co-host away, Sherry, when I made Ruth a co-host, or can I make all three of, that's my question. Are you still a co-host, Sherry?
If you go look at participants,
okay,
you see all of us are co-hosts.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted to do, because I wanted you all to see the same things that I'm seeing. And when I make you a co-host, then you should see the exact same thing I'm seeing on the Zoom. So if you take your mouse and you hover up in the very upper left corner, you see a little green shield with a check mark in it. If you click on that, that gives you all the information of the meeting that you're in. That gives you the meeting ID, and it even gives you the invitation link. And there's a little thing there where you can copy the link. So if any of you gals are using Zoom and you're doing anything, you're doing a masterclass, a mastermind, a summit, whatever, and you're using Zoom as your platform, and somebody emails you or texts you off to the side and says, "What's the code? I can't get in." You don't have to leave the meeting to go find it. Click the little green shield and it gives you the meeting ID, and it will also give you the actual invitation. You see that there, the invite link. You see that? So it gives you everything right there. So I like that. So then at the bottom, you, of course, we all know how to stop the video and how to stop the microphone. You click on the microphone and you're muted. You stop the video and your picture comes up. Here's what I want to say about your picture. Make sure when you're not on a call, you go in and complete your profile. And I think all of us have done that, that's on this call, so that your picture does come up. It's not just a blank screen if you have to click your video off for some reason. If you want, you know, if you're on a call and you need to take a phone call or you need to step away from a Zoom meeting, you want your picture to come up, and you want your picture to kind of look like it's still you on the screen, because if you're in a Zoom call, you really don't want that to go away. So if I stop my video, see, my face is still pretty much fills up the screen. And I know Ruth does. I know Debbie's does. Sherry, what does yours look like when you click your video off? I haven't looked at yours. But anyway, you wanted to, Sherry's does too. So we're all good there. So I like that idea. Now, when you come over to the little arrow, there's a little tiny arrow right there next to your video. If you click that little up arrow, it will allow you to either blur your background, choose a virtual background, or a filter. And so right now I do not have any on. All of that is clicked off. Sherry just blurred her background. And so depending on what's going on behind you, you can do that while you're live stream. Yes, Ruth.
Where's the arrow?
It's right after the stop video, just to the right in the same little box, you'll see a little up arrow. And let's see what, yeah, it still is an up arrow. Right next to the mute, you have a little up arrow. And if you click that, it goes into your microphone settings. But if you click on where you stop video and start video, there's a little right arrow right in the same little box. And when you click on that, it says blur my background or choose a virtual background or choose a filter. Sherry, I love it.
I don't think I have that. I may need to update or something.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Debbie, do you have that on yours?
Oh,
I know you do because you're using a virtual background.
Yes.
Okay. So now if you've got the screen on full screen, if you've got the four of us on full screen, does everybody have us on the full computer screen? Okay. If you click there on participants, you'll be able to, it'll create a column. Sherry's still playing. Sherry, I love it. So if you click on participants, it will actually, like, I think it was Sherry that said where it shows everybody's a co-host, it'll come up with a column along the side. That way you can monitor who's coming in and out of your room while you're on the call. And you can go over there and you can mute somebody if there's extra loud you don't have to ask them to mute. If you can tell, and here's how you can tell. You see when I talk, my square lights up. It's got the little yellowish green where it lights up. If somebody's got a lot of noise going on in the background, their screen keeps flickering. It keeps lighting up like they're talking, but you're in the middle of a presentation, you can scoot right over there to the participants. And if you just put your mouse over their name, the mute, see the blue mute button comes up. So you can mute somebody. You don't have to wait for them to mute themselves. Do you see that? Does everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see three little dots. And if you click on the three little dots, you can even stop their video. So if somebody is doing something inappropriate in the video, or there's something like, I don't know if you remember during the pandemic, the thing that went viral on YouTube was a little boy was on his Zoom call with his teacher and the mom got out of the shower and didn't realize he was on it. And she walked behind him totally naked with her towel. And the teacher was like, stop the video. You can stop somebody's video right there. If you see in their square that something inappropriate is going on behind them, you can actually stop their video. You see that? And you can then make them a host. Now, if you make somebody the host, you lose your host ability. You have actually transferred your host ability over to somebody else being a host. That's why you want to make them a co-host instead of a host. That way you still keep control so that you can still stop videos and mute people if you need to. And as a co-host, see, then they can also do the same thing. But you want to make them, yes, Ruth. Oh, you're on mute.
You could have finished your sentence. Where is the button to make somebody a co-host?
It's when you go over to and you click on participants at the bottom and you see the names come up over on the left-hand side. Click.
Right.
Click,
I've got that up.
Okay. Then when you hover your mouse over top and you see the where you can mute or unmute people, go
right.
One more section over to the right. You'll see three little dots. Next to their
I wonder
name.
If the reason it's not showing up for me is because everybody's a co-host already.
It's showing. Yeah, does it show
have anything to do with it?
Yeah, mine's showing up. Does it show up for you, Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sounds like I need to update my Zoom.
Could be because you don't have the three little dots.
I have the three little dots, but when I click on it, it says chat, stop video, pin, spotlight for everyone, report.
Ah, see, I've got a section in there that says make host, remove co-host, or rename. Maybe as a host, maybe I'm the only one that has that.
Possibly. I have pin, spotlight, edit, rename.
Okay, so I must have the one that I must have. So if you are the original host on your Zoom, be careful. I've got the option to make somebody else a host. So be careful with that because you're giving away your host abilities. But then there, if somebody gets inappropriate, I can remove the co-host permissions. See, so mm-hmm. It looks like me as a host. I've got a little bit more information there. And I can rename folks. And so you can't rename somebody as a co-host, but I can. Now, I also want to show you, if you go to your own square and go to the top, and there's a little mute button at the top of your own square, so you don't have to follow your mouse all the way down into the left corner to mute.
Oh,
you can mute yourself right there inside your own square. Do you see that? In the upper right corner? You see the three little dots next to that? Click on those three little dots, and there you can also stop your video. You can mute your audio. You can blur your background. See, you don't have to do it at the bottom. You can do it right inside your square. Do you have that, Debbie?
No.
Okay.
When I touch on the little dots, it says pin, spotlight for everyone, and then rename.
All right. So it doesn't let you do that then. Okay. As a co-host, it'll let you do that as a host.
Okay.
So again, when you're there, you can rename yourself. And the bottom of that list, I think all of you have that. Do you have where, if you do those three little dots, you can rename. Put your title in there. That's a great advertisement when you are on a call. Now, if I'm doing my mastermind, I put passive income coach. If I'm just in somebody else's call at large, and I don't want to look like I'm full of myself, like I'm a passive income coach, I just put KathyBinner.com as my name. And that way, folks that are interested in learning more about me, they're like, ooh, KathyBinner.com. I can just go right there. Yeah, Debbie.
So every time you go into, say, a different sort of session that's not pertaining to this, you'll go up to that spot and rename yourself.
If I want to, if right. being a passive income coach is appropriate, I leave it passive income coach. If I just want to put KathyBinner.com, then I'll put KathyBinner.com. To the one point where one guy said one time, and I had to laugh, he says, wasn't it very insightful that your mother named you .com? And of course, you know, everybody in the room laughed, but you know what? Got everybody's attention. And some folks clicked through and actually scheduled strategy calls with me after that Zoom meeting because I had the KathyBinner.com. They didn't have to go searching for me. And I wasn't over the top advertising in the chat, like connect with me, KathyBinner.com. You know, I just simply put it on my name line.
So
I changed it.
Kathy?
I love it. Yes. Yes, Ruth.
Did you do the KathyBinner.com in your profile then, not just on individual meetings?
No, I just did it in when I renamed myself.
Oh, okay.
It comes up Kathy Binner Passive Income Coach all the time unless I go in and rename it.
Okay.
But this is a perfect way to kind of advertise yourself in a more subtle manner so you don't look like you're saying, look at me, but you can just show up in these meetings and have either your website or your title or whatever. And it does spark conversation because just like your 30-second speech, what you want to do is you want somebody to lean in and say, tell me more. Yep, look at Sherry, yep. So that way folks will lean in and Sherry, yours is perfect because they're gonna go, Sherry, what does that mean? So you're gonna get a lot of conversation. And so for all of us, see, you're going to get conversation. A lot of people go, what does passive income mean? What do you do as a relationship maximizer? Debbie, what is your book? What do you speak about? So it's just a conversation starter. And it's a perfect way to be kind of subtle with that. So I like that. So now, you know, you go over next, everybody can share their screen as a host or a co-host. So you can share your screen. And then there's reactions. Have any of you used the reactions? You can click on the reactions. And so there's a heart up in the corner of mine. You see where the heart came up there? And it'll automatically go away on its own. So if somebody says something and let's say somebody is sharing a heartfelt story, you can give them a heart like, aw. Somebody maybe is sharing something in the meeting where they've been promoted to something, you know? And you can go, aw, let's celebrate. You can put your little pom-pom up there, okay? And you don't have to do anything. And this is also where you would raise your hand if you wanted to make a comment. Mm-hmm. And you see where it shows up. Oh, Sherry's crying. Oh no, she's laughing. So anyway, here's the point where you can, you know, you can do all kinds of little emojis up there. Like, ooh. So anyway, yes.
Where Debbie. Was that? Where was
it's
that?
Under reactions. It's just to the right of share screen.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. And then you have apps. Well, the apps are a little different. And yes, Ruth.
Reactions.
Do I'm what
going
now?
Back to reactions.
Okay.
Because if you do the little up arrow there, it says recognize hand gestures. And that's as a, well, and actually, I can do it even if I'm not a host or co-host. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? When would you use that?
Mine just has the little emojis and it says raise hand.
Yeah.
But if you do, mine has a little.
I have the thumb that's going like this. I clicked on that and it allows you to go like use your hands to do, like clap your hands or thumbs up.
Yeah, see there, I'm clapping. But yours actually says something else, Ruth?
Yeah, mine has, right besides reactions, it has a tiny little carrot to the right of it. It's
mine
all
does
in
not.
The same box.
Mine does not.
And it says recognize hand gestures. And there's a thumbs up and a hand raise. And I figure go ahead.
Well, my guess is, as a co-host, then my guess is that you have the power to maybe lower somebody's hand if you go to answer their question.
Actually, if I'm just a participant, that clicked up for me.
Interesting. I don't have that. Interesting. Go ahead.
I have something I want to go back to, but I'm going to let you finish what you want to talk about first.
Well, I was just going to talk about the apps. I don't have any apps connected to my Zoom. And I do have whiteboards connected. And it loads my whiteboard. And let's see. Does everybody see my board?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can actually, you know, do the board.
I need to play with that.
Yeah. And you can come over here and play around with it and all of that kind of stuff. So is that fun or what? And that's a whiteboard. So if you want to do something, you can type on it. You can, if you've got a touch screen, you can write on it. So that's just kind of a goofy little thing. And then under more, that's where I clicked on the chat, because I want all of my participants to come up at the top, and I want all my chat to come up underneath of that. So that I'm just the only person running the Zoom call, I can see who's in the room and I can see what they're chatting about. Okay, Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta make sure I'm not mute. So with the whiteboard, you had like a sticky note on there and you had a picture.
Yeah.
How easy was that to get on there?
I had to play around with it because it was new to me. And I had to mess around with it. And so what I did is I had to write on the sticky note with my mouse, because I don't have a touchscreen computer. So I had to use my mouse to try to write. And of course it looks like, you know, it looks like I'm three trying to spell for the first time. And then the picture was just a matter of clicking on the picture icon, and it went right to my, gallery in my computer and said, choose a picture to upload.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything is over there to the left, and you can see where you can draw, shape, line, text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sticky note. There's the sticky note. You can just hover over that with your mouse and see all those. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Yes. So play around with it. Now, all of you can go into your Zoom, and then you just X out when you're ready to X. You see the X in the upper left or the upper right? It says it can only be closed by the person who opened it.
What now? How do I get out of it?
See the X, just like you X out of any app, or any page in your computer. It's in the upper right corner. There's an X. Debbie, did you click? Is it Debbie or who opened it?
I opened it.
Okay.
I don't see an X, so maybe Debbie opened it.
See the bar at the bottom where you can scroll clear over to the right? Maybe it could be that it's, or get rid of your participants in meeting chat.
It gives me a red circle and says that it says only be closed by the host or the person that opened it.
Yeah, and that's what it gives me. It won't let me close it either. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I clicked on that.
Anyway, so play around with that. You can go right into your Zoom, because in Zoom, you can schedule an actual meeting. There, Sherry's got her little time clock going there. You can schedule an actual meeting, and it gives you a whole new Zoom code, but it gives you an automatic room code that's yours that you can use all the time. So you can go in and either schedule something and play around with it, or just go to the one that it gives you and just, you know, go in and play around, and record some stuff and then test it out and all that.
That was the timer app that you saw.
Yep. Yep. So there's different apps you can use. Now,
do you have a breakout room?
I do not, but I could.
I have them automatically. So as soon as you gave me thing, I have, I have the option to like break us out into breakout rooms.
Right. So if you go over to more and click on the more, clear across the bottom where the mute and the video and the participants and reactions, go right over next to where you can end the call, go clear over there to more. And when you open that up, that's where you click on the chat and the chat box will show up. But then you can scroll down and it says breakout rooms. Now, when you get into breakout rooms, and I'm going to let you play with that on your own, in the breakout rooms, and I did this in a big authors group. They brought everybody, like 200 of us, all on a Zoom call. Well, there's no way you can see 200 people all on a Zoom call. And so what they did is they let the Zoom do the breakout rooms, and they had like four authors. And so what they did is before the Zoom call started, they set it up with four breakout rooms. And when it was time, the host simply clicked to go to breakout rooms. And there was one author in each breakout room that could, and the author went in there to answer questions for any. And so now only a fourth of the whole meeting went to that room. And then what they did is that they didn't alternate all the people. The people stayed in their four breakout rooms. They alternated the four authors. And so we got a chance to talk to each author in the course of the event. Cool. So my point in that being, if you're going to do a summit, what a wonderful tool Zoom could be, where you could actually do your summit and have your speakers in different breakout rooms, and your people could decide which breakout room they wanted to go in as to what topic they wanted to listen to in your summit. You see how you can use Zoom for your summits, for your challenges. You can use Zoom so many different ways because it has a lot of these features already built in. Then if you wanted to do a free meeting, you could actually do your meeting right here, and you could actually blast it live on Facebook, YouTube, as you're doing the meeting. You can be live. People can actually scroll around on Facebook and find your live event and watch your live event. Now, if you do that, and Carrie used to do a lot of those, he would do them on Zoom, but go live. He would take his cell phone and he would put his cell phone right next to him. And then people could ask questions in the thread on the Facebook page, and he could answer them on the Zoom call because they were watching it live. So he could say, on our Facebook page, Kathy wants to know, blah, blah, blah. And here's the answer to that. So you can have a bigger audience that's not even tapped into your Zoom call. They're just watching it live on Facebook or on.
That's what makes StreamYard so much better, because you can see the feed for everywhere they're streaming live.
Correct. Correct. But the point is that you can connect your Zoom call to other apps. So just keep that in mind, play around with it. But even if you just do the basics, it's a pretty amazing app. Okay. Everyone agree? Questions, comments? Because I want to move on to something else before we're over. Go ahead, Ruth.
So if I wanted to do Facebook Live, I would connect my Facebook to this app.
Correct. And you have to go into Facebook to allow something to stream there. When you go into your Facebook settings, if you have an author's page or you have a relationship page, wherever you want your business to show up, you go into the settings of that page, and there's a thing you have to click on to allow it to stream over there.
Okay. When I get ready for that, I'll probably have to ask more questions. The other thing that I wanted to ask is, up in the participants, with that more in the three dots, there's one that says Spotlight for Everyone. Has anybody tried that? I know I was on a Canva Zoom one time that did that, and it really just pretty much highlights the speaker.
Right. What it does it makes the rest of us go away and only the person talking shows. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. So only if you're talking does it show. So anyway, I normally don't do that. I do better if I can see the folks. If I just see myself talking, it's harder for me to stay on point. And in a mastermind, which is a little bit more intimate setting, I like to see everybody. That's why I don't like my mastermind to go over 20, because up to 20 will show all on one page.
That's great.
Yeah, all on one. And I don't have to scroll to another screen to see everybody. So I like masterminds. I like all my meetings to be under 20, actually. I'm comfortable with that size. Now, I did notice when I was talking about that author summit that I did where they had the four authors and they had like 250 people on the call. She had somebody just running the chat. She had somebody just running the participants. She had somebody just running the breakout rooms. So she had a team of like four people to do that size of a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if any of us get that big, we can call on each other to help. Say, I've got a meeting and I've got, 100 people and I'm going to need somebody to run the participants to keep track of who's where or run the chat or something. And on my Happy House Hunters, that meeting seems to explode. I sometimes have over 100 on my Happy House Hunters. And so Kyle, who is the realtor and my co-mod, my co-host, you remember Stephanie had been my partner in Happy House Hunters and then she passed away. And so we adopted Kyle. And so he kind of got handed that position, by default. And so he does run my chat for me when I'm on the Happy House Hunters. And then when it's his turn to speak, we just kind of know inadvertently that when he finally starts to speak, then I automatically jump over and run the chat. And then when I come back on, when he's done, he jumps back over and runs the chat. So that way we can pay attention to what we're doing and not have to wear all the hats. So is that helpful? Yeah. So use it. The tools are there. It's an amazing tool. And as we start getting bigger and deciding what we want to do, whether we're doing a summit or a mastermind or a masterclass, there's tons of things you can do and you can use Zoom for all of them. Now, here's what I want to show you. One of the biggest things, and I'm not going to get through the whole process because it's going to take a minute, but I do want to show you, and I showed Debbie the other day. So get out your pen and paper if you want to take notes on this one. But once you do the recording and it comes out in Zoom, Zoom automatically separates it into audio video combo or audio only. It's an automatic thing that Zoom does. And so now you can actually have a podcast. You can have a video upload, you can have it on YouTube, you can do all of that because Zoom did the work for you. Now, if you want to adjust at the end, once it records, you can open up the recording and Zoom doesn't have a lot of editing, but Zoom lets you edit the ends. And here's what I mean by that. You know how sometimes we come on and we chat for a minute before I start recording? Well, wonder if I record too soon and somebody's still just chatting away and the recording has already started, or at the end, and we did this once with the Happy House Hunters. I'm guilty. I'm going to share with you what happened. We were talking on Happy House Hunters, and the conversation went a little bit off course because one of the members was having a struggle with something. So we discussed it on our mastermind call, but then it occurred to us that that member wasn't on the call. And it wouldn't have been appropriate for us to have been discussing their personal business without them being on the call to say whether they approved or not. And so what happened once that recorded and it all came up in Zoom, I went in and it lets you just with a mouse, you can click on the end and you can cut a little bit off the front and you can cut a little bit off the back and you're able to cut I suppose you could cut something out of the middle. I haven't tried that. But I did cut the end of that call off. I found a stopping place that made it sound like it was a natural stopping place in the conversation before we started talking about how this person was handling a problem. And I simply just cut that off the recording before I posted it. Does that make sense? So you can do a little bit of editing right in Zoom. You don't have to take that whole video and put it into an editing software to edit it. Now, if you really want to get fancy and do a lot of editing, you can, but you don't have to. I choose not to. A lot of folks, they want intro music in and they want a whole tag at the end. And so I get that. And if you want to do that, there's all kinds of software out there that you can do that with. And you can do some of it, again, like I said, right in Zoom. But here's what I want to do. Yes, Sherry, go ahead.
So one of the things about video and audio is there is a setting, and I don't know exactly where it is. I was kind of looking, but there's too many settings in here. You can actually have Zoom record Debbie, Ruth, yourself, and me on separate files if mm-hmm. you wanted to have separate mastered files that you combine together. It's really good when there's volume issues from one to the other. And if you're getting into a major deal with your podcast, but there is that feature too, that you can actually record separate audio files or all in one.
And again, I choose not to do that. And here's why. You've got folks out there that they want everything to be just perfect and to come across like it's, you know, this big professional production and whatever. And I get that. And if you're charging tons of money for some training course that you're recording, I get that you want it edited and you want as much perfection as possible. But when you're marketing a program such as what I'm marketing, and I'm looking for the beginner investor, the beginner business person, you know, wanting to build a business, a lot of times they shy away from all of that. That sounds really polished because they feel like that person is so over them that they don't get them. And they like it to be a little more authentic. And so, and I get that. When I look at some of the big boys where everything is like totally, totally polished, I'm thinking, oh, what's that going to cost, you know? And I don't feel like I can connect with them sometimes. So it's been an active decision on my part not to do a lot of editing. I kind of want all of the, it says Wendy wants to do a launch event in April. Oh, interesting. So for me, I prefer not to do a lot of that editing because I want it to be a little rough around the edges, if you know what I mean. I want it to be a little more authentic and I want people to feel like they can like, oh, I can connect with her. Because here's what I've discovered. Your best audience, and this is for all of us, your best audience is someone that's just a couple of steps behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Your best teacher is somebody that's just a couple of steps ahead of you. Because if you get somebody that's way out here, there's too big of a gap for you to close, you know? And let's say that I want to, you know, make multi-millions. And so I want to hang around everybody that's making multi-millions. Well, that's all fine and good, but they're living a different lifestyle. You know, they're doing their Zoom call or whatever platform they're using from their yacht, you know? And I just don't relate to them because I'm like, am I ever going to be at that level? Probably not. Do I really want to be at that level? Probably not. So again, I always tell you, stay where you are, stay what's comfortable with you because your tribe will find you where you are. And so the best teacher is somebody that's just a few steps ahead of you. And the best, your best client is somebody that's a few steps behind you. So, so keep that in mind, but here's what I want to show you. I'm just going to give you the overview because again, we're already almost time. And Sherry, I know you've got to jump off. But let me just share my screen and show you real quick what it looks like. So if I come on and let me find it here. Here it is. So here is my Zoom and this is the call that I did on Friday. So everybody can see, and I'm going to move our faces over here a little bit. By the way, when you share your screen, you can click on our faces and you can move that around. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? What you can, once you share your screen, our faces, instead of being in a square, all come up in a single row, and you can click at the top and drag that around. So if it's covering something that you want to share, you can drag it off to the side, which is what I just did. So here is the call that I did on Friday, and there are two files, which tells me that nobody put anything in the chat. And so this was our free call that we did. And so see the three little dots, it says download the two files. I'm going to click on that. And I have pinned, right here's the pin. I have pinned my download screen to stay up here so you could see it. It downloads into my computer and you can't see it. I'd have to get out or leave the Zoom call off to the side and go open up my download file. So what I did is I simply pinned, right there's the pin in the corner. Can everybody see where my cursor is? I don't know if you can see it on yours. So I pinned it right there. So the download stays on the screen. I wanted you to be able to see it. So it's loading now into my hard drive. Now the MP4, which is this top one up here, that is the audio video. You see that it's loading slower. The one right below it is the M4A. That is the audio only. And that's what it's going to look like in your hard drive. Does everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can find these two files when you put them into your download. Now they're both loaded. You see that? Yes, Debbie.
Okay, I misunderstood what you were saying about the MP4 and then the next thing that you said.
You see these two files right here at the top?
Yes.
The top one says MP4. The second one down says MA4.
M4A.
Or M4A.
Okay. Yeah.
The MP4 is the audio video. The M4A is the audio only. And that's why it loaded faster, because it was just loading the audio part of that call. Now, here's the sweet spot. Here's where it's easy. Can you see my tabs up here? Here's Vimeo. Here's YouTube. And here is my Audio Boom. You see, I've got my three tabs already open. You see that? I have to get my mouse moved around here so I can use it. So here is the MA4. That's the audio only. I'm going to click on it, drag it up here. Oops, I forgot. Got to put it back. I have to do this first. Oops, now I've messed up. Hold on. Let me try it again. I didn't mean to actually open it up. So let me get rid of that. Here's what I wanted to do first. I got to move our faces out of the way. Let me find it. Okay, I want to find my dashboard right there. And I want to upload an episode. That's what I wanted to show you first. So now I'm going to upload an episode. So now I'm going to go back to the MA4. I'm going to drag it over and watch this. I'm going to move it right down there, right below the arrow, and let go. And guess what? It's uploading it automatically into my Audio Boom. Now I'm going to take the next one, the MP4, which is the audio video version, but I got to do this first. I got to go over to YouTube and I have to create and I have to upload a video. I've got to get it ready. I'm waiting for it to open. There it is. So now I'm going to come over and get the MP4 and I'm going to drag it over and put it right above the arrow. And guess what it's doing? It is uploading. So now I'm going to go to my Vimeo and new video upload. Got to get the upload screen ready first. And I'm going to go back to that MP4, which is the audio video combo right by the arrow, and upload it. Okay. So now that whole thing, there's Debbie, that whole thing that I did on Friday is now uploading into Vimeo, it's uploading into YouTube, and the audio portion is uploading into my Audio Boom. Now, why am I doing all three of those? And here's why. Number one, I started doing everything into my Vimeo. And I don't know if you guys remember. Now, see, it shows right here, 2%. See, it's uploading. Takes a minute. You have to just walk away once you do that. And you can't come over here and hit this trash can and cancel these because it's from your hard drive that it is loading into the Vimeo, the YouTube, and the Audio Boom. So don't go, oh, now that it's over here, I can cancel this out. No, you can't. You got to leave it alone, walk away from it. So I'm just going to stop share. That's all going to go on in the background now. It's uploading into those areas. Now, the reason that I do both Vimeo and YouTube is this. I started putting everything in Vimeo and I did that for a couple of years. And I was like, there, boop, now I can erase it out of my hard drive. So I don't fill up my hard drive because now it's in Vimeo and Vimeo will save it forever. Well, Vimeo got hacked. And I don't know if you remember this, but there was a time that companies, I don't know what country they were from, but they were blackmailing these big software companies saying, if you don't give us a certain amount of money, we're going to crash your system. And Vimeo got hacked. And they said, pay up or we're going to crash everybody's videos that are in Vimeo. And my entire school, see, is based on my Vimeo videos. And all of a sudden I was like, what? What if all of that disappears? So Mark is the one that said, do you have a backup for all this stuff? And I'm like, well, no, because I erased it out of my Zoom. So I didn't have to pay storage in Zoom because you can store it there, but I didn't want to pay. I didn't leave it in my hard drive because I didn't want to add, because I carry my computer around with me. So I thought, no, I want to make it simple. So I'm just going to save it in Vimeo. Well, then when Vimeo was going to get hacked, now they chose to pay, by the way, and they didn't lose any of the videos. I decided that I was going to automatically, every time I upload a video, I was going to automatically put it in YouTube as well as a backup. So now I've got it in Vimeo and in YouTube as a backup. So I have it in two places.
Private then for the stuff that's a mastermind?
The stuff in the mastermind is private. I'll show you that because I'm going to share my screen again once it loads for a minute. You can choose whether to make it unlisted or whether to make it public. And so if you make it unlisted, only people with the link can see it. If you make it unlisted. If you make it public, then it can be found by somebody searching. Now, somebody might say, well, why even use Vimeo? Why not just use YouTube? Well, again, YouTube could get hacked as well. So I like having it in two places. Now, the reason that I like putting my Vimeo over into my school, over into the academy, is because when you use a Vimeo link, it doesn't send you out to other links. If you're in YouTube and you go watch somebody's video, when the video is over, it'll see YouTube doesn't want you to leave YouTube. So all of a sudden, they'll bump you into whatever it is that you click around on. So I love Dancing with the Stars. Mark and I met ballroom dancing. I love Dancing with the Stars. Every time I finish one of Carrie's videos, a ballroom dancing video comes on because it doesn't want me to leave. See? Well, in my school, I didn't want whatever somebody else, you know, because it's different for whoever's in there, but I didn't want it to leave my stuff and go to somebody else's stuff, whatever it is they're used to clicking on. In Vimeo, it only goes to my stuff. It says, if you like this video, here are other videos by Kathy. And it only goes to my videos. It doesn't go to Dancing with the Stars. It doesn't go to America's Got Talent. It doesn't go to puppy dog videos. It doesn't go to baby video or whatever it is that I normally click on. It doesn't go anywhere like that if I use Vimeo. So that's why Vimeo is my video platform of choice to put it over into my academy. The YouTube is my backup. However, let me say this. Sometimes on the public ones, I'm getting more views on YouTube than I am in Vimeo because YouTube is like the second largest search engine in the country. So I'm getting more traction since I started putting it in YouTube. Now the public stuff I put over into Audioboom, like you just saw me do with the public call we did Friday. I put that over into Audioboom and turn it into a podcast. And I have enough views now in the podcast that other podcasting companies are picking me up. Here not too long ago, I got picked up by Amazon. I have an Amazon podcast and I didn't sign up for an Amazon podcast. They just picked me up because of my volume. And so now I'm starting to get, and Sherry, you'll get this too, because Sherry's getting a lot of views on her podcast. I'm now starting to get some invitations from advertisers. They're wanting to pay me to advertise on my podcast.
How do you feel about that?
Depends on if what their product is in line with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you know, I'm teaching about platforms and about blogging, and I'm using HostGator. Well, HostGator wants to pay me to put a host to do a HostGator ad. And again, it's in line with my blogging, and I do recommend HostGator. So see, that would be right in line for me to let HostGator do an ad on my podcast.
I'm actually considering joining an education network, and then the people that are contained inside the network advertise on each other's.
Yes. So you see where this thing can just kind of snowball for you, because the proper financial basis for everyone is to have at least 5 streams of income. So think, do you have 5 streams of income? And let me tell you why. During the pandemic, my bed and breakfast all but dried up for about a year because all of the events canceled. So people had no reason to travel. Plus they were told not to, you know, for safety reasons. And so I didn't have any my reservations just every day, cancel, because all of their events got canceled. The weddings got canceled. The retirement dinners got canceled. You know, the trips got canceled. And so all of a sudden my reservations went down to literally zero. And thank goodness that wasn't my only income. See, and that's my point. And so now with the way housing is going, you know, property taxes are going up and insurance has doubled after this big Ian hurricane hit us. And so now people's homeowners, they're spreading that out across the country. And so now rents are going up and a lot of people are like, I can't afford, you know, to pay the rent. So we're going to go, we're going to move back in with mom and dad because their house is paid for. And so thank goodness, not all my income, see, is in residential rentals. So you see where I'm going with that. So you need to be diversified and you can count your retirement income, but how many of the big airlines that closed down that just did away with those pension funds? And I don't know if y'all are following the news, but there's talk now that they want to sunset Social Security and Medicare and do away with it. And so you just have to be prepared. Sherry's got to go. So you just have to be prepared for all those things. And so five streams of income makes your life a little more secure. You're not, and then try to reduce, you know, your cost of living to where you don't have to take 100% of your income every month just to pay bills. You don't want to go from month to month that strapped. You want to be able to have a life, you know, outside of just worrying about the money. So does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
So number one, use the whole Zoom to your advantage because there's tons and tons of good stuff right inside the Zoom app that you can use for whatever products you want to offer. Then whatever you do to back up your recordings to make it part of your VIP ticket, because replay is a easy VIP upsell, is to have a replay, is then you have to decide where you're going to place that replay. You know, what video platform are you going to put that replay on so that it stays safe and secure and have a backup? Okay, questions, comments.
Is there a fee for Video Boom?
Audio Boom?
Audio Boom.
Yes, I'm paying, I think the level I'm paying is nine bucks. I think I'm paying like nine something a month for Audio Boom.
For as many.
Yeah. Yeah. I just keep loading my audio over there and yeah.
Okay.
And on my Audio Boom, they automatically share it with, I want to say, eight different, like I'm on Spotify, I'm on Podcast Addict. It's so they automatic, you get to pick. And I think on my plan, I'm allowed to pick up to eight. Sherry is on a different platform and she is paying for hers and she's allowed to pick up, I think, to 25 other channels. On mine, I get eight free with my level of subscription. But then some of these other ones are picking me up and it's not as part of my audio. Like when Amazon picked me up, they're not a part of my Audio Boom subscription. They just said, we've noticed you're getting traction and we want you on Amazon. And so they just said, you know, your podcast is now on Amazon. And I'm like, really? Okay. So they just picked me up. I didn't sign up for an Amazon podcast. And so now other podcasting platforms are picking me up because I'm getting some traction. And now Hostgator wants to advertise on my podcast.
Okay. That's good.
Is that helpful? Vimeo.
What's Vimeo?
Vimeo is just another video platform like Audio Boom or YouTube.
YouTube.
It's just like YouTube. The difference is when you end a Vimeo video, it just says Kathy has other videos you might like. When you end a YouTube video, it says here's all the other videos that you like.
Right.
So that's the difference between the two, which is why I didn't choose YouTube to begin with. But now that I'm on YouTube, I'm actually getting more traction over there. Yes, Ruth.
Yeah.
Is there a cost for Vimeo?
There is. I'd have to look it up. I don't know. Now on any of these platforms. Yeah, on any of these platforms, all you have to do is in your Google URL or in your search engine is just type, you know, prices for Vimeo or prices for whatever Audio Boom or whatever. And it'll give you the whole or compare Vimeo to YouTube. You can Google any of that and it'll give you the comparison on the differences.
Okay, I'm gonna head out.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Ruth, thank you so much. Thank you for being on this morning. Thank you for being on now. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
The blue.
This has been great.
Yes. So anyhow, hold on. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and stop the recording. So I just want to say thanks to any one that's going to come into the mastermind and listen to this call later. We have some mastermind members that just listen to the replays. Again, I always have a platform to put them because they're working and they can't jump on at this time of day. So thank you guys for being here. And so for those of you that are listening, if you have any questions, just get in touch with me. I'd be happy to answer your questions.